Hey there. Thank you very much for coming in and checking out my blog. This post is about an experience that I had about 30 years ago now, but it changed the way I work and it changed the way I looked at what we do for a living, especially those of us who are working in audio and podcasting and radio. And, you know, whether it's a music station or a talk station does not matter, or the genre of the podcast does not matter. So I was working with a national talk show host in the U.S., a guy named Glenn Beck, and he was living in Philadelphia at the time, and I was living in L.A., and so I'd go back and forth. And so one of my trips to Philadelphia, I'm staying at this hotel, and I have to wake up extra early to, you know, be in studio with him and to work with him. So in addition to setting the alarm on my phone, I asked for a wake-up call, which I almost never do. So I call down and they, you know, we set up the wake-up call. And then they say, hey, can we bring you some breakfast right after the wake-up call, like 5 minutes later? And I was like, wow, there's some upselling for you. Okay, sure. So I agreed to the breakfast and ordered, you know, eggs and toast or whatever. So next morning, phone rings. 5 minutes later, a knock at the door. And this is where everything changes. This is where the story really starts. So I open the door. The room service guy wheels in the cart that has the, you know, the table and the food and the... And he wheels it in, and he immediately puts it to one side of the room, way over by the closet. And I was thinking, like, okay, I'd rather eat by the window, but okay. So then he goes and he pulls the, you know how in a hotel room there's like one big chair, like the reading chair, the high wingback chair. So he pulls that over to the center of the room and invites me to sit down. So now I'm sitting in the wingback chair in the middle of the room, and he goes over to the table and it still doesn't bring it over. He pulls out a bottle of water. He comes over and he hands me the bottle of water. And he says, you know, studies say that one of the first things you should do in the morning is drink some water. So here, why don't you do this while I get set up? And I was like, wow, okay. So then he goes back over to the cart, and instead of bringing the cart over to me, he pulls out some newspapers and he comes back over and he's got like a Philadelphia Inquirer and a USA Today and a New York Times and a Wall Street Journal, and he kind of fans them out. And I go, wow, this is different. This is kind of cool. Okay. So I take the Philadelphia Inquirer. So then he goes back over to the cart. And again, instead of bringing it to the center of the room where he has me sitting, he pulls out a toaster. And he takes the toaster and he goes over to the desk and he plugs in the toaster. And at this point, I'm starting to look around for, you know, candid cameras or something in the room. And so I say, okay, what is this? And he said, well, you know, here's the thing. I don't know about you, but when I've had room service, the toast is always cold because they, you know, they toast it and then it sits on the tray and then they finally bring the cart up or the tray up and the toast is always cold. I don't want you to have cold toast. So I just brought the toaster with me. And I was thinking, like, wow, okay. So then finally he goes over and he brings the cart and he sets up the whole thing. And I gave the guy like a $20 tip. And I said, so I don't get it. What is this? And he said, well, here's the thing, sir. I realized a few years ago that my lot in life is to basically be a room service guy. I mean, I'll put in a shift in the restaurant downstairs, but I'm basically the room service guy. And so then I decided, if I'm going to be a room service guy, then I want to be the best room service guy there ever was. And that was the moment that changed the way I work to this day and the way I coach and the things that I tell people when I'm working with them and I'm coaching their shows. What I realized that morning was, once you put in enough time and you have the experience and you're pretty good at what you do and you've put in the reps, it really becomes about the little things at that point. And it really becomes about, what are the little things that you can fine tune or tweak or add or subtract that are easy to do and don't take a lot of effort on your part, like it didn't take a lot of expense on his part, but super enhance the experience of your listener. And that's why I've told this story 100 times. And to this day, I live by it, and I hope it helps you. Thank you again for coming by and checking out my blog.